Hello, everybody, and thank you for tuning in to the Weekly Report. Coronavirus is the new terrorism. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi has proposed the next multi-billion dollar coronavirus relief spending bill that will support testing, tracing, treatment, isolation, and mask policies that have been part of a national strategic plan she has been advocating. The Trump administration is not opposing Pelosi's plan on principle. Instead, it is haggling over the price. But even if the strategic plan could be implemented at little or no monetary cost, it would still impose an unacceptable cost in lost liberty. Pelosi's plan will lead to either a federal mask mandate or federal funding of state and local mask mandate enforcement. Those who resist wearing masks could likely be reported to the authorities by government-funded mask monitors. We can label this the Stasi approach to health policy after the infamous East German secret police force. Contact tracing could lead to forcing individuals to download a tracing app. The app would record where an individual goes and alert authorities that an individual has been near someone who has tested positive for coronavirus. The strategic plan could eventually include Bill Gates and Anthony Fauci's suggestion that individuals receive digital certificates indicating they are vaccinated for or immune to coronavirus. A certificate would be required before an individual can go to work, to school, or even to the grocery store. The need to demonstrate vaccination for or immunity to coronavirus in order to resume normal life would cause many people to voluntarily receive a potentially dangerous coronavirus vaccine. The Trump administration has already spent billions of dollars to support efforts of companies to develop a coronavirus vaccine. Policymakers have stated that once a vaccine is developed, it will be rushed into production and onto the market. Supporters of expediting production and use of a vaccine should remember the 1976 swine flu vaccine debacle. The swine flu vaccine was rushed into production in response to political pressure to do something. The result was a vaccine that was more of a danger than the flu. Unfortunately, those who raise legitimate concerns regarding the safety of vaccines are smeared as conspiracy theorists. This is the equivalent of stating that anyone who dare criticize our interventionist foreign policy hates freedom and is probably a terrorist sympathizer. The coronavirus panic has given new life to the push for a unique patient identifier. The unique patient identifier was authorized in 1996. But appropriations bills since 1998 have contained a provision forbidding the federal government from developing and implementing the identifier. Unfortunately, 2 weeks ago, the House of Representatives voted to repeal the ban. The unique patient identifier would aid government efforts to track and vaccinate every American, as well as to infringe in other ways on liberty in the name of health. Politicians and bureaucrats cannot eliminate a virus any more than they can eliminate terrorism. What they can do is use terrorism, a virus, and other real, exaggerated, or manufactured crises to expand their power at the expense of our liberty. Politicians will never resist the temptation to use crises as excuses to gain more power. Therefore, it is up to those of us who know the truth to spread the message of liberty and grow the liberty movement. A strong liberty movement is the only thing that can force the politicians to stop stealing our liberty while promising phantom security from terrorists and viruses. Thanks for listening.